WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to The Balanced Stoic, your favorite podcast about mastering your emotions and leveling up your life. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something super powerful, creating a daily habit tracker. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, another productivity hack, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some robotic efficiency machine. It's about gaining awareness, building momentum, and seriously leveling up your self-control game. Think of it like having a personal cheerleader on your shoulder, reminding you to crush those goals, big or small. So, why is this even important? Because life can be chaotic, right? Between work, relationships, trying to squeeze in some me time, and everything else, it's easy to lose track of what's truly important. Ever feel like you start the day with all these amazing intentions, only to find yourself scrolling through social media for hours instead of actually tackling that project you were pumped about? You know that feeling when your motivation wanes halfway through the week and you end up questioning if those good intentions even mattered in the first place. A daily habit tracker helps you break free from that cycle. It's like having a GPS for your goals, keeping you focused and on track. It can be as simple or complex as you want, but here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Choose wisely. Don't try to tackle every single thing at once. Start with 1 or 2 habits that truly matter to you, whether it's waking up earlier, meditating for 10 minutes, hitting the gym 3 times a week, or finally finishing that book you've been meaning to read. Focus on quality over quantity. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. 2. Make it visual. Our brains are wired to respond to visuals, so find a tracker that speaks to you, whether it's a simple checklist, a colorful calendar grid, or even an app that gamifies the process. Seeing your progress visually is super motivating and helps you stay accountable. It's like having a mini celebration every time you check something off. 3. Track consistently. Consistency is key here, people. Don't just jump in with full force for a week and then burn out. Aim for consistency over perfection. Even if you miss a day, don't beat yourself up, just pick it back up where you left off. Think of it as building a muscle, it takes time and effort to see those results. 4. Celebrate the wins. Acknowledge your accomplishments, big or small. Treat yourself to something nice, share your progress with a friend, or simply take a moment to savor the feeling of accomplishment. You deserve it. 5. Reflect and adjust. Don't be afraid to tweak your tracker as needed. If something isn't working, ditch it and try something new. Your needs and goals may evolve over time, so keep things fresh and exciting. This is about finding what works best for you, not following some rigid system. Let me tell you a story about this. I was trying to get into the habit of writing every morning. I mean, as a podcaster, it seemed like a no-brainer, right? But sometimes those mornings felt so heavy, and I just want to hit snooze and scroll through Instagram. One day, I decided to use a simple habit tracker app. Every time I finished writing for at least 15 minutes, I would check it off. It was like having this little digital reward system, and honestly, it made a huge difference. Seeing those green check marks build up over the weeks was super motivating, and before I knew it, writing became a part of my morning routine. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to get you started on creating your own daily habit tracker. Remember, this isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Celebrate those small wins, stay consistent, and keep refining the process until you find what works best for you. Trust me, the feeling of accomplishment when you see all those checked boxes is seriously addictive. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some habits you're hoping to build or improve? Share your thoughts in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to The Balanced Stoic so you never miss an episode packed with actionable insights to help you level up your life. Until next time, stay balanced and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.